All right, so this is Kristen Kozlowski here with my paternal grandmother, Jean Mitchell. We're in Calgary, Alberta. It's January 3rd, 2019. At the time of this interview, I am 33 years old. And Nanny, how old are you?
87.
87 years old. So we're just going to learn a little bit about her history. So first question, Nanny, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
That's a big question.
Yes. Where did you grow up first?
Well, I was born in Alsace, Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. But our family lived in a little town that was too small to have a hospital. It was called Erie.
Okay.
So that was till I was about 3.
Yeah.
Then we lived in Alsace.
Okay.
And then when I was about grade 2, we moved to Oyen, Alberta.
Okay, and what brought you to Alberta?
My dad sold the store. He had a general store.
Okay.
In all these places.
Okay.
And he bought a store in Oyen.
Okay.
And then the war broke out, and business wasn't great. It was still a drought in that area, and he decided to sell his business and come into Calgary and join the army.
Okay.
So that's how I got to Calgary.
Okay.
And
so how old were you at that time when you got to Calgary?
Oh my. When did the war break out? 39? 40? Say, I know we came after Christmas, so it must have been the beginning of a new year. I'd say it was 1940.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was born in 31.
Yeah.
So that's how old I'd be. And he did. He joined the army, and he was in the army, and life just carried on here.
So you were? Did he leave like for the war then?
He didn't get into the war.
Oh, okay.
They got as far as Camp Borden, and the unit was there training, and my dad took sick.
Okay.
And they discovered he had ulcers. And they wouldn't let him go overseas.
Oh, okay.
So he was shipped back to Calgary, and he was in the army in Calgary.
Oh, okay.
At the Curry Barracks.
So was he like gone a lot? Like, were you mostly raised by your mom, or was he?
Well, he was only gone a while that they were down in Camp Borden. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't years or something like that.
Okay.
And then my mother and I went down during that time, and I started school even in September down there.
Okay.
And we went down and lived in there to be near Camp Warden.
Okay. It was just you and your mom?
That went, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. But that's such a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I can remember being there. I lived in, can't think of the name of the town. No, it's right next to Camp Warden anyway.
Okay.
And there was a lot of families that were there. But I don't know what would have happened to my dad.
If he had been sent, that
would
have been interesting.
Yeah, because in the first place, he tried to join the army in Newfoundland, the First World War, and they wouldn't take him because he had flat feet.
Oh.
And then later, the Second World War, they took him. I don't know what happened to his flat feet in the meantime, but he never, but at the unit, that unit that he would have been in, it was a movie on it. There was only half a dozen of that unit survived.
Oh,
the
wow.
War, like in the First World War.
Yeah.
So he probably wouldn't even have been around.
Oh, that's intense.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's
different.
Because they lost their whole unit in the army.
That's so crazy to think about. Mm-hmm. So many families probably lost people. What was your relationship like with your parents? Like, were you close to, like, one more so than the other?
Oh, yes. I was closest to my dad.
Your dad. Interesting.
Because my sister was 12 years older than me.
Yeah.
And she and mother were close.
Yeah.
But I was 12 years behind, and so I was sort of a nuisance.
Yeah.
But not to my dad.
Aw.
He always took care. If I would fell down at school and needed a Band-Aid, I wouldn't go home to mother.
Yeah.
I'd go down to the store where my dad was.
And he was pretty, like, nurturing like that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He was very...
Yeah.
That's the bishop's side.
Yeah. Tell me about your siblings.
My sister. Mm-hmm. I had one sister.
And she was 12 years older. Lily. Mm-hmm. And you guys weren't very close.
Nope. Not at all. No, I went, and then she got married and had ended up with two boys. And I was at the age, though, like I'm still going to school, that, you know, they made me do the babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
They made me do all of this.
Right.
I just
resentful.
Sick of little baby boys. But though it was too much a difference.
Yeah. That's
so we
fair.
Weren't close. And she lived to be as old as my mother. My mother lived to be 95, and so did Lily.
I was just going to ask you, how old were you when your parents died, or how old were they when they died?
My mom was 95.
Wow.
My sister was 95 when she died.
And how old was your dad?
Yes, I can't remember. He was in his middle 80s.
Okay, so they all lived quite good
See,
lives.
I've lost, you don't know because you're taping. I can't find my piece of paper about that.
Okay.
Because I had a towel written down.
Yeah.
And I've been looking for it.
Yeah. But yeah, you had them for quite a while.
Yes, but my dad was ill. He had, from the time that Camp Borden incident, for the rest of his life, he had stomach problems and had operations.
Is that kind of what he died from, finally?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about your mom? Was it just kind of like
old age?
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool. You don't hear that a lot. These days, I feel it's always cancer or something.
I know. No, she was 95, and she wasn't in the hospital or anything. She
mm-hmm.
just passed. She just put her head down at the supper table and she was gone.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But she was in a nursing home because she had lost her eyesight.
Yeah.
Not completely, but she couldn't do things for herself.
Yeah.
And we had her in a nursing home and she just put her head down.
Hmm.
That was it.
Wow. It's a nice way to go. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Did you know your grandparents or great-grandparents?
No.
You didn't know any of them?
I didn't know.
Oh, wow. So they had all passed away? Or you just didn't
just,
have any contact with them?
I was never taken back to Newfoundland. I was never taken to Newfoundland.
Right, and that's where they were.
So
oh,
my
wow.
My mother came from Newfoundland, and so did my dad.
Right.
So all those relatives were down there.
And so what had brought them to Saskatchewan from Newfoundland then?
What? No. Okay. My father's oldest brother was 20 years older than my dad.
Okay.
And he left Newfoundland.
Okay.
That's another story.
Yeah.
And he ended up being out. He came out west.
Mm-hmm.
Got off the train in the Okanagan.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot in the fall and all the fruit was ripening.
Yeah.
He'd never been so hot in his life. You know how, imagine Newfoundland is damp and cold.
Totally.
And he got on the train, and nobody knows the story of where he was going,
mm-hmm.
but he got off the train in Elsass.
Interesting.
Very. And then he went into the store business, too.
Okay.
Like the general store.
Yeah.
And he wrote my dad, Newfoundland, to come out.
Okay.
And join him in this store. And that's
so
how my dad got out.
Wow.
West.
So did your parents, like, keep in touch with their parents, like, in
my
Newfoundland?
My dad did.
Yeah.
He went home every third year. He'd go
home
for
Christmas.
Oh, wow.
But you never went.
He asked me
several
times, and I wouldn't go.
Okay. You just didn't have any interest?
I don't like traveling very much. And so I always had an excuse. Wayne was a baby. Kathy was a baby.
Yeah.
And I regret it all the time.
No.
I wish I'd gone.
Yeah.
I really do. Now.
Well, you should come with my dad and I this summer.
I don't want to go anywhere
we'll
now.
Carry you around. We'll
but,
wheel you around.
I never got to Newfoundland now. We've had the odd cousin come out, like, out west, just come to the Stampede and stuff.
Right.
I've met some of them, but not many. Of. And my mother only went back to Newfoundland once. And she got so homesick for Calgary that
my dad
had to bring her home.
Oh, wow.
They were going to stay 3 months and have a holiday.
Yeah.
And she had all, imagine the clothes that she took with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she got onto Newfoundland and she just got terribly homesick for Calgary.
Interesting.
And he had to get her home.
Huh.
And they went by train to the coast and then a ferry.
Yeah.
Over to Newfoundland. Like not the flying
right.
in those days.
Yeah. What did your grandparents do for, like, work in Newfoundland? Do you know?
Well, I think fishermen.
Yeah.
Huh, and cool. Same as that'd be mother's folks, the same as my dad's folks, because my dad, his youngest brother died. He cut his finger cleaning, they were sealing.
Okay.
Up north on the coast, north of Newfoundland. And anyway, he cut his finger and he got poisoning in it.
Oh, wow.
And he died aboard the ship. Because when they'd go for weeks and weeks at a time.
Yeah.
And they packed his body in the salt that they preserved the seals when the seals.
Oh, man.
And
that's rough.
But imagine coming home.
Yeah, and his family probably didn't know.
No, there was no way of communication to tell.
Yeah.
His mother that her son had died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a different age.
Yeah.
People today.
No idea.
None. No.
When you were growing up, did you enjoy school? And did you have a favorite subject?
I enjoyed school. Mm-hmm. Like, I always was a good student as mm-hmm. far as... No, not really favorite subject.
Kind of just enjoyed everything.
Yeah, I
enjoyed learning.
I did. It was just, I accepted each subject. But school was more general than they are today.
Right. Did you go to college?
No. Well, I went to business college.
Okay.
Garbage Business College. Business School.
Yeah.
I really wanted to be a teacher.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You never...
Well, to do it at that time, I would have had to go to Edmonton.
Oh, okay.
And...
You got married so young.
I was going with... Uncle, well, your dad, Uncle Fred, with Fred by then, and he didn't want me to go to Edmonton, and so that's why I went to Garvin's Business School.
Right.
There I am. Here I am.
Here you are.
After all these years.
Throughout your life, have you ever had a nickname? Like, I know your real name is Lorna Jean, but you go by Jean. Was there any ever, like, did your dad ever have, like, a nickname for you, or?
Not,
your kids
dad,
ever have
no,
a nickname?
But we had friends. The wife, Mrs. Auntie Agat, we called her.
Mm-hmm.
She was, I spent a lot of time with her. She was really nice to me. And her husband was a tease, and I'd get so many freckles on my nose, and then every summer he'd call me Beano, because I had these big brown freckles on my nose, but that's only
cute.
Time I had a nickname.
This might be a hard question, but are there any positive memories that you can think of that you feel have shaped who you are today? Is there anything that kind of stands out?
Like one thing?
Yeah, or even just like a couple of things that kind of stand out in from your life that you think had a big influence on shaping who you are?
Oh, I suppose in a way it was the gap in my life was my sister being so much older.
Mm-hmm.
I had no family feeling.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, I think, affected me a lot because...
Yeah, because you're kind of an only child in a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my parents would be older.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother loved... She did, you know, women in those days never told their ages or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think mother really wanted me around, because an ager.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's probably did affect me, though, because there's things I wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was very athletic,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, way you knew her. And she played hockey, she played tennis, she was a pitcher on the ladies' softball team.
Mm-hmm.
She just excelled at all sports.
Mm-hmm.
And anything to do with sports, I wouldn't have anything to do.
Yeah. You wanted
and
to be different.
I wanted to be different. And I would hide in the bathroom at school. I'd sit in the with my feet up. Or they wouldn't see me at recess and stuff, so I wouldn't have to go out and play ball.
Oh.
And I know now, I have nothing really against all of that. It was just my way, I guess. I didn't admit it even to myself till a few years ago.
Disconnecting yourself from her.
Yeah, I really did. I really did.
Yeah.
Because they, Mother and Lily were a team against me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it was.
Yeah. Okay.
And yet, who did they need in the end?
You.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any traditions that you can think of that have been passed down through our family?
The things that we do because of the family?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose most of the, a lot of the things we do, I don't know how you pick out one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of something?
Just kind of trying to think of like what we do at like Christmas even.
Oh yeah, at Christmas, like at Christmas, for instance, all the women in our family did big, you know, you cooked and you took your turn.
Yeah.
And you'd have a big dinner. And I was married in April.
Mm-hmm.
And lived in that basement suite at the shop. And my mother informed me that now that I was married, I had to do the Christmas dinner.
And you would have been like 20 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 33 and I still have never.
And I had to do the whole thing. And we had, Kathy's got pictures. 22 people at least for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a board of tables from the Masonic Lodge down the street.
Yeah.
And I cooked that dinner with my dad came over. Aww. See, again, it was my dad.
Yeah.
My mother told me I had to do it.
Yeah.
But my dad came and he helped me peel the potatoes.
Aww.
And we cooked this Christmas dinner.
I wish I could have met him. He sounds nice.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Mm-mm.
I was daddy's girl.
Yeah.
You know. And he'd sing Newfoundland songs to me.
Did he have like a Newfie accent?
See, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, guess, you're just normal to you, probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably did in some degree.
Or he could enhance his what he was doing. He liked to sing the Newfie songs.
Cool.
And do things like that. And it was a nice dancer. A dancer. But they did that, what people did for entertainment in those days.
Yeah, totally. No TVs or anything,
so. And they would, that's just what they did.
Mm-hmm.
He was good, but I wasn't close. Like, how close you are with your sister, well, mm-hmm. there's no way.
Yeah, well, yeah, that much of an age difference.
Mm-hmm. I can remember Mother saying to Lily, she and her friends were going to go downtown, they'd say, in a small town.
Yeah.
On wooden sidewalks.
Yeah.
And Mother would say, take Jean with you.
Yeah.
And Lily would grab my arm and, like this, just yank it. It's a wonder I got an arm in a socket. And she'd be so mad because Mother would make her
take the little sister.
Yeah. I was a pain in the neck. And I was talking to somebody the other day about things like that. Another thing I said, I wonder how many people here remember riding in a rumble seat. And
never even heard of a rumble seat.
I know. They were like coupes. The cars were like coupes, like just front seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then the back, like where the trunk is, would lift up and there'd be a seat there. You wouldn't be in the cab part of the car.
Oh, weird.
You're in the rumble seat.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, and when Lily... at the point with boyfriends with cars, and Mother would say, they'd go for a drive Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mother would say, take Jean. And I rode they'd always stick me in the rumble seat.
Oh my goodness.
I remember riding in the rumble seat. Yeah, I see, you've never heard of that.
No.
And I guess they didn't have trunks like to put things in.
That's interesting.
I don't even know the structure of the car, except I know I was put in the rumble seat. in this car. And it's worse than being in the back seat.
Yeah.
Because you're not in the cab at all. Like, there must be pictures of cars with the
I'll have
seat.
To look that up. How did you and Granddad meet?
He lived a couple blocks at that time from where we lived. And one day a girl at school said, there's a boy named Freddie Mitchell, and his dad wants to kids to come into the yard and play because he's
in the cast. Hmm.
That's how I met him. I went with the other kids into the backyard to play.
And why was he in a cast again?
Because he had a mastoid operation that got the infection drained down into his hip bone.
Oh, wow.
And they had to remove his hip bone.
Right.
But see, they didn't have artificial hips in those days. He actually was just a year behind them inventing penicillin.
No way. Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he was in this body cast for a whole year.
Oh, man. So how old would you guys have been at that point?
I think I was 11 or 12, something like that.
Yeah.
Probably about 11.
Oh, and what did you think of him? Like, was it weird that he was in this body cast?
No,
or
it
was just fine?
I was a kid.
Yeah.
You wouldn't question that was what it was.
Yeah.
And so he was there. And they would had an ambulance bed, like, for him. And Mr. Mitch, and we'd push him around the block.
Yeah.
On this ambulance, we didn't
That's
kill him.
That's so crazy,
you know,
yeah.
Tip him over or stuff, and we'd go, and we used to, and we played war. Like, that's the game you
play. What you would play, yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
That's how I met him.
Yeah.
And I knew him then, just off and on, and. When he got out of the cast and everything, he had a bike, and so a bunch of us would go riding our bikes, you know. I mean,
so you're kind of like in a group of friends for a few years. Yeah. You just neighborhood kids.
Yeah, I don't think we ever thought about going out as dating until I went. We had a formal dance in high school.
Mm-hmm. And he asked you?
No, he wasn't there. He went to Western.
Oh, okay.
And I went to Central.
Right? Yeah.
And I invited him, and I think that would be, say, our first actual date.
So you asked him out.
Yeah, well, to this dance, yeah. But I've known him since, way back, since I was 11, say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just continued dating after that.
On. Off and on, we had our quarrels and our little spats.
Huh.
You know, I mean, that happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was it.
Huh. And then you were 19 when he proposed? Or did he really propose, or did you guys just decide that you were going to get married, or how did that happen?
Well,
do you remember?
I guess we just talked about it. I don't know. It wasn't like getting down on your knee with a ring in front of a bunch of people and you're proposing. I mean,
you didn't have it videotaped or on Instagram?
No, nothing like that. We just decided.
Hmm.
And I don't know. I think maybe in my back now with Dad, he did it. We talked about it and got engaged. Because, see, I was on the borderline. I really wanted to go to Edmonton.
Right. That's interesting.
That would have held me back,
mm-hmm.
which it did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so when you think of, I never thought of that thing.
Right.
I'm not only doing it because I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that probably was all behind it. And people got married younger in those days. I think my mother was 16 when she got married.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's insane to me.
Yeah. I
can't even imagine. That's like half of my age of when I got married.
Yeah.
Like I was 32 or 31.
That's what they did, you know? Like, I know they got married in March, I think it was, in Newfoundland. It was a terrible blizzard and they could hardly get to the church, but they did. And, you know, it was pretty basic in those days. People don't realize.
What was your wedding like? I know you wore just like a suit dress or like a skirt and
Mr. Mitchell was a tailor and they got some beige gabardine
mm-hmm.
and from I think Australia, and he made Fred and I matching suits.
And was that like normal back then, or did girls still like do the big fancy wedding dress, or was like the suit
there were wedding dresses.
Yeah.
But my dad, by this time, had been really sick.
Okay.
And he'd been in the hospital for one of the operations on his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I wouldn't have him, you know, spend that money on me because he was really sick. And I didn't want hardly anybody there. I just wanted to, because I was worried about my dad.
Yeah.
It was Dad and I.
Yeah.
And anyway, it ended up they ignored me, and I think we had maybe about 40 people there.
Yeah.
And that was more than I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd go over, my girlfriend and I, it was just around the corner from First Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And every time there was a wedding, we'd go over there and we'd go up in the balcony and watch the weddings, you know.
Wedding crasher.
Yeah. That was our entertainment.
Oh,
and
wow.
So there were a lot of weddings with long dresses and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
But
do you ever wish you had had one? Or
no. Never bothered
me. You were happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I never. And even now, it's hard for me to accept some of them that have so much money spent on them. What's the point?
Right. It's one day.
Yeah.
It's pretty silly.
And they've got to learn how to live together for years.
Yeah.
And all that, you know, it doesn't bother me at all.
That's
for some
good.
Reason, I wasn't.
Yeah.
And my sister eloped, so she didn't have a big wedding.
No.
So it just wasn't our family, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. And Auntie Ella and Uncle Bill, you know, they got married. She had wore a suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just, it wasn't a big thing in those days where we weren't in the social group that did it, I guess. I never felt sorry about it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I felt sorry with your dad. I took him up to the clinic, the baby clinic that we used to take the babies to.
Yeah.
To be checked, and I had the skirt of that suit on. And I was trying to get out of the car to carrying Wayne. And anyway, I split. skirt up, and it tore from the seam.
Oh no!
And I couldn't keep that. You know, I didn't ever kept the suit. I had to throw the skirt out.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's the only thing I felt sorry about.
Well, it's nice that you can like just reuse it like on a normal day too. Like you'd never be able to do that in a wedding dress.
No,
right?
No. See, I was being very practical.
Yeah, that's good. Did you guys go anywhere on a honeymoon? Was that a thing at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. We went down to how far did we get? I think we got as far as Missoula.
Okay.
But
kind of like road tripped it?
Yeah, and we got stuck down in the States somewhere. Well, maybe it was in Missoula we got stuck. And we had to turn around and come home. We only had so much money.
Yeah.
And no credit cards.
Yeah.
And if you didn't just have the money...
You're out of luck.
And we got as far as Missoula, and it was a terrible blizzard. And we couldn't get the car out of the motel parking lot for 3 days.
Oh, no.
So we spent our money, because we were, you hear the Becker bungalows in Banff?
Yeah.
And Mr. Becker was a very good friend of Fred's dad.
Okay.
And for a wedding present, he gave his brother... So it was further south, and I don't know not even where it was. We were headed south.
Yeah.
And for a wedding present, we were to stay at this brother's resort.
Oh, okay.
He was into, you know, bungalows like Mr. Becker was in Banff and Jasper.
Yeah.
And we got stuck in this, and we went, nothing much to do, so we shopped, and we spent all our money. And so we
had to turn back.
We did, literally.
Oh, man.
And when we got back to as far as Great Falls, we literally didn't have any money.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
We had to count the money and then figure out we only could have a bowl of soup each.
Oh, geez.
And some crackers.
I can't imagine that being your honeymoon.
Yeah. It was an adventure, you know. And you had to pay cash, gas, you know, we had to save enough money for the gas in the car.
Well, James and I just did a road trip for our honeymoon, too, just to BC, but I think we had more money than you did. And we have credit cards, so.
Yes, there's no credit cards or anything like that.
Yeah, it's
you didn't
funny
have it
to
on.
Think that that's how life was, because we're so used to it now.
I know. And Mr. Becker, who was very upset that we didn't get down to this resort with his brothers. And so the first summer after that, in the summertime, we were married in April, so it'd be in the summer, near the end of summer.
Yeah.
He insisted that we go
to
Jasper.
Oh, okay.
And we went to Jasper and stayed at
his
bungalows up in Jasper. Hmm. That was their wedding present.
Yeah, you know? That's nice. I like that.
That's, see, you don't have to always do what everybody else does.
Totally.
It doesn't
like that.
Make much different. You know, what happens afterwards if you
who would you say was the biggest influence on your life? kind of sounds like your dad in some ways. Is there anybody else that you would say had a big influence on your
Depends on what age. Every age is different. As a young child, my dad all my life, but my mother's friend, Auntie, I called her Auntie Agate, Mrs. Agate, she was very, she really influenced me a lot. And another person that did was friends that were farmers during the really the real rough times in Saskatchewan. And I used to go out to their farm. They had a daughter and two sons. And the joy of my life was to go out there and stay a week on the farm with them.
Yeah.
And he used to have a horse that had been racing, and he was his name was Star. And they'd hitch him up to this little wagony thing and take us for rides. And and they had a daughter that was my age.
Yeah.
And that influenced me a lot, really.
Cool.
Because, and I, you know, I really did. Because I guess maybe it was their kindness and their, and it was a family life. Like my household wasn't a family life.
Yeah.
Because my sister was so much older.
Yeah.
And she went away to school to the next town for her high school. And so I didn't have anybody.
Like, yeah.
You know, and so these other women were the ones. Because it wasn't my mother. She wasn't nurturing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess.
How often would you get to go out to that farm?
I don't know how often. They go summertime a lot. Well, after I got older and we moved away, I'd still go in the summertime for holidays, but I know we went in the wintertime because I remember being the horse hitched up to a sleigh and he'd be kicking snowballs at us, you know, and just think that was the funniest thing. And we'd go to town, like the town was where my dad's store was, at Erie, and we go on, they go Saturdays and get their supplies. And they were so poor, Kristen, that Aunt Merle, the mother, she wouldn't have a stamp to send a letter home to her mother.
Oh, wow.
And my mother would go into the post office and get a stamp, because the post office was in our store, too.
Yeah.
And give her the stamp so she could mail a letter to her mother. That's how poor the people were. You guys in this generation
have no idea
how they lived.
Totally. You
know? I never, ever felt it because my dad being in the store, I didn't. In fact, I would get, I remember the summertime, a train came from BC and with apples on it to give to the people in the, you know, on the rail.
Yeah.
And all these kids went down and they were getting these apples off the train.
Yeah.
They were throwing out these apples. So I gathered up apples too.
Oh, not knowing.
And I went back to the store. That's one time my dad was really mad at me.
Aww.
I remember to think that here he was with the store and I'm picking up these these apples, you know. But I just was something everybody else was doing.
That's hilarious.
I got into trouble for that.
Yeah.
And then another thing I would do, I remember another time, I knew these kids didn't have any treats or anything.
Yeah.
And I went in the store and thought that I was stealing mandarin or Japanese, we used to call them Japanese oranges, mandarin oranges, and I held them behind my back and walked out of the store, and my dad just watched me and do it. Now imagine walking away with the oranges
with behind
your
back
and took out oranges to these kids that didn't have any. You know, like, I just remember stories like that. Or it's interesting. People today don't, you can't tell them.
No, totally.
Like, they don't understand. You're asking me questions and you're hearing me, but imagine Kaylee asking me those questions or Ronnie asking me those questions. It's just, they're just not there.
Yeah.
Different life.
Yeah, totally. What would you say are some of the most important lessons that you've learned in life?
Oh, my goodness.
Deep.
That's pretty deep without thinking. I don't know. I think I really learned from way back to be kind to others. Like, I find even now myself, It's the people in here that need, that haven't got, the people looking out, they haven't got family and stuff.
Yeah.
I find I go towards them.
Yeah.
And I, because I want to, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That probably could be a lesson I learned.
Totally.
Just.
How important that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not, but I didn't learn a deep family thing because
mm-hmm.
we weren't a big, like it was mother and Lily and daddy and I, like that
yeah.
was sort of how we grew up.
Yeah.
I grew up, but, and my family I felt deep.
Yeah.
Towards.
Like your kids.
My
and
own kids, yeah.
And Papa.
Yeah. You know, that's,
mm-hmm.
oh dear. It's interesting when your, as your dad says, it was never, and never the same after Kathy was born.
Oh man.
He lost all, his whole life fell apart.
Ah, he turned out fine.
He's so much like my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is. Jamie is too, but not the way your dad is.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, they're different, but your dad is, Jamie's very soft-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more so than Wayne,
mm-hmm.
but Kathy's sort of the middle of the road, you
mm-hmm.
know. She doesn't take much BS from anybody.
Classic middle child.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, my dad was a good dad too.
Yeah, well, Wayne was always he's got a lot of my dad in him.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he walks like him.
Oh, really?
He walks like him, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I always knew. Do you remember our house in Haysboro?
Yep.
And that long walk up to the front door. And
yep.
we'd stand in the doorway when you'd be going home.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be all walking down that walk.
Yep.
And I'd swear it was my dad walking
huh.
down the walk.
That's so interesting
yeah.
how that can be passed down.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just like him.
Yeah.
But thank goodness he didn't have the bad health that my dad
yeah.
had and stuff. Must have been old a fish in Newfoundland, the 800. I don't know.
Yes, we better watch it while we're there this summer. Sure, we'll eat a lot.
No, I don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hopes and your wishes for, I guess, your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren for their lives?
Well, it's just the basics
mm-hmm.
to find a happy relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know. I nowadays it's hard to find.
Yeah, that's so true.
People
lasting
are,
relationships
they're,
too.
They're in and out of marriages like they're changing their shoes,
mm-hmm.
and they just don't have a deep, deep feeling.
Yeah,
and that I wish them all, you know, happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they got this and they can keep it.
Yeah,
but I think of the society today is really terrible in comparison.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you were definitely a good example for all of us just watching you with Papa and how well you took care of him. It was definitely
well,
living
was
out
what I would do.
Living
you
out
know.
Your vows, and that was cool to see.
Not cool to do.
No, I know.
Not at all. But
it just showed that, I don't know, you loved him and you were in it no matter what. And
yeah, we went through some.
I think that was a good example for
yeah,
all of us.
That's how I feel. And I just wish the same for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
With some happiness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're, and some of it, of you, not you, but I mean some, not the family,
yeah.
you're one of them. They aren't on the road yet to true happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. But there's nothing I can do about it, so.
Yeah.
The only thing you do is pray for them and hope that that's.
Yeah.
Helps.
It'll happen in
yeah.
its time.
Because it isn't that way anymore.
No.
It really isn't.
Yeah. Well, I think that basically sums up all of my questions.
Hmm.
Thank you.
You probably heard stories that nobody else has
well,
heard.
Well, there you go. Well, I can always share this with everybody, too, if you're okay with that.
Well, nothing with anything nobody's ever asked before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So, but yeah, I think it'll be cool to have this.
I think living in Saskatchewan, like in the end of the, well, the dirty 30s,
mm-hmm.
like where, when I was born, that was, I probably influenced my life more than anything.
Yeah.
We were poor. That was the whole thing.
Right.
My dad had a store.
Yeah.
And he always had food and business, you know.
Yeah.
And, but the farmers that would come in, just, they had nothing.
So what kind of, like, house did you live in there?
Well, it was never great.
And, yeah.
In Erie, and I was born in Alsace, because that was the only doctor. But when we lived in Erie, we had rooms behind the store.
Oh, okay.
I had a bedroom. Mom and Dad had a bedroom. Lily, by this time, lived at my aunt's so she could go to school in Alsace, because there was no school in Erie.
Yeah.
And so there was just, that was the life. Eh?
Yeah.
I remember one man, his name was Mr. Sargent, and he was an Englishman, and what the heck, how he found his way into that desolate part of the world, I don't know, from England.
Yeah.
And he had one of those, like in the olden days, you see pictures of these great big mustaches, you know, big ones. And he had a parka that would be come up over his face, and there was fur in the parka. And he'd walk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other transportation he had. I always walked summer and winter to come to the store. And I remember being little and seeing this man walking through the snow and running and hide back in the where we lived, like back those rooms.
Yeah.
Because I was so scared of this man that was, and he was all frozen, his mustache was all frozen. I mean, that's my first image of him.
Oh, interesting.
You know? And all this.
Not you'd remember that all these years later.
I never forgot that. And my dad, well, again, the meat, the most of the meat we ate was what Daddy hunted.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did antelope, a lot of antelope in that country.
Mm-hmm.
And geese, you know. And
have you ever gone back, like, to Alsace? Or
yeah,
you have.
Do you remember when I got that organ?
Okay, yeah.
Well, I hadn't been to Alsace for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And Kathy and Ella and Cindy and I got in the truck.
Oh, I don't remember
and
hearing
drove
this.
Drove to Alsace.
Oh.
And because Auntie, Uncle Ben was a beautiful musician.
Mm-hmm.
Bill played by ear,
mm-hmm.
and he could play for dances and things. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
But Ben really had taken lessons, and he was a real, he played the organ, and he played the saxophone, and he was very musical.
Yeah.
All that talent was in that family, not in ours.
Yeah.
Because, oh, first of all, that was two sisters married two brothers.
Right.
So we were kind of close because of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I, oh yeah, so we, anyway, they, I don't know if the family, I guess, did this. They took Ben's organ and they gave it to the United Church in Alsace.
Okay.
And they put a plaque on it in memory of Ben and Bill.
Okay.
And Auntie Ella goes back to Alsace once in a while. She's still got sisters living in Alsace.
Oh, does she?
So anyway, she discovered that the pianist that plays the piano in the United Church in Alsace,
mm-hmm.
won't touch the organ.
You see,
this was a story that came out. She didn't know how to play it, and she wouldn't touch it.
Yeah.
And the organ had been moved to some room in the church.
Yeah.
So Auntie Ella was just horrified.
Yeah.
This was this piano. So out we go to get this organ. And I don't know who, she must have talked to her sisters, because she had two sisters. She still has two sisters living in Alsace. So out we go in this truck, all of us. And there's this organ in the church, and the church wasn't even locked. We just walked into the church on a Sunday afternoon, and it was wide open. And we rooted through the church, and sure enough, we found the organ in this back room. And Ella got, well, she must have phoned her sister. No, we didn't have phones then, like carrying phones.
Yeah.
Anyway, arrangements have been made for the sister to ask some of the cousins, kids, where there were farmers near Alsace, and that we were there and to come and help us get the organ on the truck. I mean, that was a heavy thing. And these two great big farmers came. I don't know what the relationship was to Ella, but see, Ella grew up in Alsace too.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they got the organ on our truck, on this truck.
Yeah.
And we just turned around and came back to Calgary taking this organ. Well, where did the organ go? In my living room.
Yeah.
All that time.
Was it cool seeing Alsace again, though? Like, had it obviously probably changed a lot?
Oh, there was lots of empty lots where people had bought the houses and taken them out to the farms and stuff. and maybe Mrs. So-and-so's house that I remembered wasn't there,
right.
But it had been taken to a fire, and it was weeds, and there's, and but when we went to Larry's funeral out at